Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
The Ides of March have passed. St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow, and this is Georgia Wrestling Now with Wrestling with Pop Culture's own Jonathan Williams. That's me, and as of right now, John the Body Johnson. I don't know if the Jagged Edge will be joining us. I haven't heard from him today. I was expecting him to, but anyway, tonight, I don't know what St. Patrick's Day really has to do with anything, but I do suspect that one or both of our guests might have some Irish heritage. We'll be talking to Southern Pride Championship Wrestling Commissioner Justin Legend in just a few minutes. And then we'll be talking to the No Pain Train Iceberg, who has several matches coming up for various promotions. But first, how was your weekend, John?
Man, it was an awesome weekend. If you were not in Cornelia, Georgia, you missed one of the most exciting nights leading into Hardcore Hell that I can remember in quite some time. It ended in a huge melee that saw Miss Rachel slap the taste out of Jeff G. Bailey's mouth, swole his jaw up, and then Jeff getting a measure of revenge, slapping Miss Rachel back. And, I mean, you can hear that reverb through all of Habersham County in northeast Georgia. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, in just about 12 days, we got Hardcore Hell coming up.
Absolutely. And, of course, as we were just talking about off the air, Iceberg has quite a history at that event. I don't know if he will be part of this year's event. I guess we'll find out in about 30 minutes. We can ask him. But he's been away from Anarchy for a little while. But, yeah, Hardcore Hell is always a huge deal, not just for Anarchy, but for the Georgia wrestling scene in general. And I did read Larry Goodman's report, so it sounds like the go-home show set things up quite nicely for that big event.
And you know, and Larry's reports are always, like, you know, dead on, and they're always good. But the thing is, as dead on as his report was, it's still, if you weren't there to feel the emotion, to feel that moment, you know, it captured it, but it didn't. You had to be there. You had to feel it. You know, it's just, it was one of those things, and I've been in that building for, you know, some of the craziest moments. You know, I'm going on 13 years in that building, and I've been there for some crazy stuff, but I mean, just the tension, just everything there just lets me know that this right here, this Hardcore Hell, this is the 10th Hardcore Hell under the Anarchy banner, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the 19th Hardcore Hell overall. Is going to be, I mean, I'm going to tell you something. If you are going to be near Cornelia, Georgia, or if you're, even if you don't plan on going to Cornelia, Georgia, plan on it, be there, because I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss this.
I'm trying to remember. I don't think I've ever made it up there for a Hardcore Hell event. But
I always, you
know, it's like, it's a good trip from Atlanta, so I get up to Cornelia a few times a year, but I am going to definitely try to make it up there for that one.
Well, I sure hope so, because let me tell you something, don't tell me about the trip from Atlanta to Cornelia. I made that trip just about every weekend for 6 years. Back during the Wildside days, they did Friday shows, and I used to go up for every Friday show, and then I would come back for TV on Saturdays. But sometimes I was making two trips a weekend. So, you know, Jonathan Williams, you can't use living in Atlanta as an excuse. It's just a short drive up 85 to 985. Come on, man.
You're right. You're right. And I owe it to myself, if not anybody else, to see a Hardcore Hell in my lifetime.
You know, you know what? I'm going to tell you something, Jonathan Williams. Start with this.
All right. Well, that's still a couple weeks away, so we will talk more about that, I guess, next week. But speaking of Larry Goodman reports, which of course you can read at gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com, he also had a report on Wrestling with Pop Culture's anniversary party on Friday night, Culture Shock. And his review of the Monstrosity Championship Wrestling portion of the show reminds me of his reviews of Matt Sexcel's matches, in that he just doesn't have a lot to say about it. you know, I understand the event. It was a long event, and when I was putting it together, I did kind of fear that it might be too much for one event, but at the same time, it was a anniversary party for my blog, and, you know, I wanted to make it a fun event. So it was a fun event. It was fairly well attended. I do agree with Larry's assessment that the upstairs room at the Masquerade is not as conducive to wrestling as downstairs. So I don't know if I'll ever, you know, if I do another anniversary party there, it'll probably be downstairs, which is where AWE will be once again, Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment, April 19th, I believe, which Iceberg will be part of that event. So we'll talk to him about that in a few minutes. But, yeah, a lot of stuff happened this weekend in the wrestling world locally and nationally, for that matter. Actually, I was at the Great Atlanta Toy Convention most of the weekend, and then I saw that Larry Zbyszko is going to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame this year, and we had him on the show about a year ago to promote his appearance at the Great Atlanta Toy Convention last year. So it's always good to see a Georgia Wrestling Now alumni being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
And, you know, I'll tell you this, man, Larry Zbyszko getting in, I mean, granted, a lot of his most memorable stuff, you know, save the feud with Bruno, was never done up in New York or done, you know, around the WWF, WWE, whatever. Still, you can't discount what the man accomplished. And I think it's a great call. I think it's a great deal. And, I mean, it's, you know, when you take a look at this year's class, you know, it's a mixed bag of whatever you want to call it. But I think having, you know, Savage and Zbyszko and Medusa, it kind of offset what some people would call, you know, the cartoonery of what we're seeing, of course, you know, like with Rikishi and the Bushwhackers, which in themselves, very deserving of the honor to be in the Hall of Fame. But, you know, it just kind of like, you know, to me, in my book, legitimizes what they're doing this year. Just
yeah.
My two cents, you know. I'm not trying to discount what those guys accomplished, but Zbyszko, Savage, and Medusa, I mean, you know, for their era, for their, you know, what they did for wrestling is just, it's amazing.
Yeah, definitely. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, for that matter, when it comes to celebrities, there are few celebrities that have been as involved with WWE as he has been.
Yeah, hey, you know, and I didn't mean no disrespect. That totally slipped my mind with Schwarzenegger going in this year. But, I mean, yeah, you know.
Well, I think...
My bad.
Randy Savage and Medusa, especially, they're two people that people always wondered if they would ever be inducted for various political reasons and whatnot. So it's interesting that they decided to induct both of them in the same year. And also, that reminds me that they actually kind of have some history together in WCW. They were part of the same little faction of Macho Man, Gorgeous George, and Medusa. But both well-deserving, as is with Rikishi or the Bushwhackers going in either. Especially if you look at their history prior to WWE or WWF. And I think the way WWE looks at it is basically if they own the library or the name of whatever promotion, you know, the person has history with, then they just kind of consider it WWE history at this point.
Right. Although, you know, I will say one thing, and just a little commentary here. Take it for what you will. But I do think it's a shame, and, you know, whatever you want to call it, that Elizabeth isn't going in this year. I thought it would have been kind of a cool thing to put her in with Savage, but, you know, that may be for another day, another time, you know.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. And I wonder who would induct her, for that matter.
You know, and please, nobody take this the wrong way or anything, but, you know, there's really, I mean, to me, Luger would have to be the one to induct her. I mean, that's the last person she really had an angle with.
I was thinking the same thing.
You know, I'm not trying to start anything. I'm not trying to give a, ooh. No, I mean, it's the last person she was in a major angle with. It makes sense to me. But
and,
neither here nor there.
And the only person that, well, I guess you could say Hulk Hogan, but the only person that she was ever in a major angle with that's still alive.
And, you know, that's another very, that's a good point. I mean, that's, if you look at, I mean, you know, with the exception of maybe Flair, you know, Flair would be the only other choice, you know, Flair or Luger would be your two obvious choices, you know, but, you know, or even Lanny Poffo, but, you know, hey, which I don't understand why he's not inducting his brother, but, you know, I guess they go for the star value with Hogan, so.
Well,
it is what it is.
He's accepting, right?
You know, he may be.
That was what I've been hearing, is that he'll, you know, Hogan will be doing the induction, but Lanny will be accepting the award. So he'll still get to make a speech, and I'm sure it'll be very interesting.
I love listening to Lanny Poffo speak. I mean, he has like one of the coolest voices ever. Like, his brother had like the coolest voice. But, like, Lanny just got one of those voices, man. Like if I was traveling a long distance and had to listen to audiobooks, I would want audiobooks by Lanny Poffo. Say what you will, whatever. It's just my sick, twisted world, I guess.
Did you hear his interview on Chris Jericho's podcast, I guess, a couple months ago?
I have not had a chance to listen to it yet because of how busy I've been. But it is one of the things that I want to listen to.
Yeah, it's worth a listen. It's the only podcast I know of him doing. I may be wrong about that, but it's the only one I've ever heard him do, and it was very interesting. He did some poetry, which was cool.
Right. That, you know, and that, I tell you, man, Lanny Poffo is awesome. I mean, you know, he may have not really done as much, you know, in the ring in the scope of what people consider great. But, I mean, you know, the thing is, the guy was talented. The guy, you know, got whatever gimmick they needed him to get over, he got it over. And, you know, God bless him. I mean, hey, look at this. He got a huge paycheck from WCW and never wrestled one match.
Yeah, he talks about that on the Jericho podcast.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's, if you can do that, God bless you, man.
Well, there's someone in queue, but as we've grown accustomed to with Blog Talk Radio, I'm not certain if it is our first guest or not, because it's not giving me the signal. So I'm going to bring this person online and see if it is.
Okay.
Is this Justin Legend?
Yes, sir, it is. How's it going, Jonathan?
All right, hold on. We got to give you a proper entrance. And with that, we welcome to the show Southern Fried Championship Wrestling Commissioner Justin Legend. How are you tonight?
Pretty good, sir. How are you doing yourself?
Doing okay. We talked about you a few weeks ago. I think the Jagged Edge brought it up. You know, you had a pretty severe injury, kind of a freak accident thing, but it was good to see you on your feet, walking around, not this past weekend, but the weekend before at SFCW. So how are things going on that end?
Things are going pretty good, man. Yeah, it's no secret. I had a pretty gnarly injury back at the end of September. I was working a match up in Greene County, and it was just one of those freak things. Went for a sit-out lariat, a move that I've done, you know, tons of times, and just the tip of my boot caught the mat, and basically I snapped my fibula, which is the bone that runs up the side of your leg from your ankle. And to make matters worse, I stood up on the broken leg and finished the match, which I won, by the way.
Hey,
and, but in the course,
that says something.
In the course of doing so, I tore a bunch of tendons and had to undergo surgery. And then the hospital threw in a freak staph infection with that. And so after the first go-round, I had a total of 5 surgeries, was able to come back for a little while, and then the infection itself came back, and I've had 3 more surgeries a couple weeks ago. So I'm up to 8 surgeries since October, but I'm not ready to give up yet, and I will be back in the ring in a wrestling capacity as soon as possible. But like you said, in the meantime, while I was laid up in the hospital, I got a call from the owner of Southern Fried Championship Wrestling, Charles Anschutz, and he asked me to step in as acting commissioner to lay down some law and order and keep things under control as only I can.
Was that your first night as commissioner when I saw you a couple weeks ago?
Yes, that was my first night on the job, and I think from what you saw that I definitely had my hands full. we had to set up some stipulations for our big show this Saturday, Extreme Measures in Royston, Georgia. And then Mr. Jagged Edge, I was up all night trying to sort out a legal situation when you hid behind a temporary protection order and had my world heavyweight champion hauled off to jail. So I
just so you know, he is not on the line right now. He is MIA. I'm not sure why
he
didn't call in tonight, but I'm sure he will listen and he will hear. I had a question about that, actually. I got to the show a little bit late, and he came out later during the event with the title and was announced as the heavyweight champion. So what is the situation with the title there?
Well, to set the record straight, he is not the Southern Fried Championship Wrestling Georgia heavyweight champion. He stole that belt from AJ Steele at a previous event that we had, the big Border Wars 6-man cage match that we had with Team Florida with the Circle of Disrespect, Francisco Ciazza, Simon Says, and Leo Gold. They've been causing some problems here in Georgia, so we decided to settle it in a cage. We thought we could trust Jagged. He turned on AJ. They left him a bloody mess, and we damn near had a riot in Monroe, Georgia. But that belt does not belong to him. And he, like I said, he did bring it out to the ring. He had a great match against Drew Adler. AJ, looking for revenge, comes in through the front door, cleans house, and then to all of our surprise, that's when Jagged Edge sprung the fact that he had the temporary protective order, and like I said, unfortunately, my champion was put in the back of a police car and taken to jail. And I don't think he's going to be very happy when he gets his hands on Jagged Edge. And if you've ever seen AJ Steele angry, then you know what I mean. It's not a pretty sight.
Oh, I've seen him angry several times at different promotions, and I definitely wouldn't want to be the person who his anger was directed at.
Nor would I, and I'm glad we're on the same page. We've had each other's back at another show in Royston, so I'm proud to call him champion, and I'm glad that he's on the same page as the Legend Administration.
So SFCW has a few shows coming up, not just in Monroe. I guess this will be the second venture to Royston, and then there's another one. And actually, our next guest, Iceberg, is going to be part of one of those shows. So what's the one this weekend is in Royston, right?
Yes. You know, at Southern Fried, we work hard, and as our owner Charles likes to say, there's no grass growing under our feet. We're trying to bring our brand of wrestling to as many places as we can. Like you said, our home base is Monroe, Georgia, but we have recently started running shows in Royston, and it's kind of like right on the line of Danielsville and Royston, out in Madison County. It's about a 20-25 minute drive from Athens, and it's at a place called the Gray Bell Auction, which is a great building for wrestling. It brings to mind the old Turner Studios, where I saw some of my first matches. That's the vibe that I get from the place. And like you said, this Saturday we have a special event. It's called Extreme Measures, and we're going to have some pretty great matches. The main event is a Fans Bring the Weapons match that we have set up, because there's two teams that have been having a lot of issues over the past few months in Southern Fried. Cowboy Way, which is Roscoe Ray and Jamie Holmes, and they've been going tooth and nail with Trinity for several months and haven't been able to get this settled. We even put these guys in a barbed wire match in Monroe. And, you know, we thought they tore each other apart there, but apparently there's still some bad blood. So, Fans Bring the Weapons. Whatever you show up with, you know, you want to wrap a chair in some barbed wire, you want to, you know, whatever you want to bring, cheese graters, doesn't matter. You bring it, it's going to get used, blood's going to be spilled, and I guarantee you, out of those four, only two are going to be walking out. And I have also banned from the building Tim Rice, the third member of Trinity, just always sticking his nose in everybody's business. And in the interest of fairness, I've also banned Tiny Hughes, who is the Cowboy Way's manager. So this is going to be 2-on-2, and the only outside factor that's going to come into play here is going to be the SFCW Nation, the fans, and whatever they want to bring. And we've got some other great matches on the card, too.
Well, if you want to talk about some of those, you can, or if you want to mention some of the other upcoming events SFCW has.
Sticking to this Saturday, Jagged Edge, you just heard me talking about, he's going to have his hands full against a newcomer by the name of Damian Silva. This is a kid. I was in the ring for his first training session, and I could tell that this kid had what it takes. He's been being trained by Robert Gibson of Rock and Roll Express, and just really impressive. And I think Jagged Edge would be making a big mistake if he looks past that. And then a match that I'm particularly looking forward to. Some of you may know I used to be affiliated with a group called the Elite Revolution. Our leader was Nigel Sherrod, and we had Shane Bell, and our bodyguard Maverick. And Nigel actually blamed me for him losing the SFCW title to AJ Steele. And when I made my comeback in Royston, well, they tried to cripple me for good, but that plan kind of blew up in their face. So I will definitely be there. And if even though I'm, not 100%, if I can get within striking distance of that punk Nigel, I'm going to knock his teeth down his throat.
Uh-oh, well, strong words from a commissioner. I don't know if that's you seem like you kind of call it down the middle, and you're kind of unbiased, but I guess it's hard to be unbiased in a situation like that.
Well, it is hard because there's been some stuff posted on the internet lately. He's making it really personal. He's sending his goons out to stalk members of my family and post some rather disturbing videos online. So once you cross that line, business goes out the window, and it is personal. So, Nigel, if you're listening, you got the guts to show up. Stop hiding behind your bodyguard. Stop hiding behind your video camera. And let's do it.
All right. Well, our next guest is awaiting his arrival to the show. Justin, would you like to stay on with us, or do you have other stuff you got to do tonight?
I'd like to stay on, man, because he's a part of this huge show that we have coming
right
up in Barnesville, Georgia.
Yeah, well, we definitely will talk about that, and you can kind of fill in for the Jagged Edge, which I'm sure will not make him happy, but I don't know if you're worried about
that
at all.
He's not very happy with me anyway, I'm sure, so what do I have to lose?
Well, before we bring Iceberg on, JJ, do you have any questions for Justin?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I've enjoyed listening to you all talk. I'm excited for Southern Pride. It sounds like you guys got it going on in Royston this coming weekend. Wish I could be there, be a part of it, but, you know, I definitely will be there in spirit and listening, you know, and looking forward to hearing a great report on the show.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, we're super.
Welcome to the show, I believe for the first time ever, the No Pain Train Iceberg.
What's going on, gentlemen?
How you doing?
You're on with John the Body Johnson and Justin Legend from SFCW.
Good deal. Listen, I knew JJ's voice right away. I have nightmares sometimes hearing that voice.
That's funny coming from a guy who's caused nightmares for other reasons, I'm sure.
Oh, man. You don't know the roads I've traveled with that guy.
Like, I'm 38 years old, and, like, literally I've known Berg my entire adult life. Like, I've known him half my life. So.
Well, we'll get back to the SFCW stuff in a moment, but Iceberg, of course, was part of the Culture Shock event on Friday night, and now has a match scheduled with Siler Cross at the next Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment event. Is April 19th, I believe, is the date. Is that right?
17th, I believe.
17th, okay. Well, it's a Friday. I know that in April. So
yeah.
That'll be the first time the two of you have ever had a one-on-one match, right?
That's right. That's correct.
And that is, I guess, you know, he's very much like a younger version of you. So it's somewhat surprising you've never crossed paths previously. But what are your thoughts, or what are your expectations going into that match?
You know, he's a big boy. Actually, this past Friday, that was the first time that I had actually seen or even encountered him. You know, I don't know very much about him other than the fact that, you know, he decided to, I guess, put his nose in my business or try to make a name for himself at my expense. So, you know, lessons will be learned from that.
Well, before that, this weekend you're at Peach State Wrestling Alliance, correct?
Yes, sir.
This Saturday, and I don't remember. Have you ever wrestled there before?
I have.
Okay.
Just a handful of times so far, but I'm enjoying my time there, and you know, it's allowing me to get out and stretch my legs a little bit from running in the same circle that I was running in for the past couple of years.
And who are you facing there?
Jeter, of all people.
Well, I know that's not a first time.
No, it's not. Not the first time, and I'm sure it won't be the last.
Right. But it'll be the first time at Peach State, correct?
That's correct. That's right.
So based on your previous encounters with him, and the, you know, I guess Peach State's a slightly different environment from Anarchy, where I know you faced him previously. How do you think the crowd's going to react? You know, these two gigantic guys going at it.
You know, who knows? You know, Carrollton is a special place. It's a very special place, and it does hold a dear place in my heart. It's, you know, I have worked there before Peach State, but. It's a different breed over there, man, and the fans are really awesome. Whether they hate me or love me, you know, I don't care. They're vocal, and that's, you know, that's what we want as performers. We want the people to be vocal. That way we know we're doing our jobs.
Right. JJ, I'm sure you've got some questions for Iceberg, or maybe just some comments.
And where you been, Berg? You know, here's the thing. I took a year and a half off, left Anarchy. Berg is all over the place. I come back, and then in the 6 months or so since I've been back, I've seen Berg twice.
Well, man, that should tell you something.
Are you leaving me again?
You came back, and I said, screw that shit, I'm leaving. I'm out the door.
See, and this is what happens, you know. Actually, let me give you a little history of me and Berg. I actually had to fire Berg once, which was like
from Anarchy?
Stupidest thing. No. We worked for Moose Lewis together, and Berg broke his leg. Was it in Marietta that you broke your leg, or was it the Masquerade?
It was at the National Guard Armory in Marietta.
That's right. And Moose was, like, really cool at first, and then one day he said, you got to call this guy and tell him he can't come back. And didn't want to do it. But, I mean, the cool thing was, I mean, I guess we're still friends, right, Bert?
Yeah.
Okay. See, we're still friends. I had to make sure. I didn't want to overstep my bounds there. But, no, I mean, hey. It's good to see. You know, I'm going to tell you something, guys. I mean, you know, I know that most of our listeners can keep up with Georgia. They see it. Berg is, I mean, dude, you look like you're in phenomenal shape. I mean, you are just, I mean, I am so proud of you and, you know, how well you've taken care of yourself here the last few years and, you know, the shape you've gotten yourself into.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. And, you know, getting back to the you know, you coming back and me leaving thing, that was completely coincidental. I had a little bit of a health issue back in January and early part of February, and needed the time off. And so, you know, they were gracious enough to give it to me. And when, you know, I felt like I was ready to come back, you know, the time wasn't right for them. And so I had already kind of opened a few other doors, some other avenues. Had come my way, and I decided to get out and do some different stuff. You know, that place will survive without me. You know, it'll always be home, but that place will survive without me.
Yeah, but I won't survive without you.
Oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. you got by the first half of your life without me. You can get by the next 16, 17 years. You'll be all right.
man, hey, you know what I'm telling you? You got to get DL together, man. We got to get down to Abby's again sometime soon.
Yeah, man.
Look, y'all got that thing, man. Anytime y'all want to go, I'm ready.
I'm sorry. You guys got to understand one thing. Abdullah's House of Risen Chinese Food was like a staple for our Tuesday nights for, man, how many years, Berg? I mean, a bunch of years. That was like a Tuesday and Wednesday night place for us to be. We were there every Tuesday and Wednesday night together. It was a group
every
of us.
Tuesday and Wednesday night for almost 3 years.
Yeah.
But I thought Hard Fighter kept us busy back in those days before he was, I don't know, I guess, transporting women across state lines against their wills and shit. I don't know. Maybe that was going on then. I didn't know about it. But,
man,
you know.
We didn't know about it. But I miss those Hard Body Paydays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
But next,
you know,
I'm
still
kind of dirty knowing where the money came from.
I'm still, right. I'm still waiting on that damn Bermuda Triangle show, though.
Well, I am, too.
And who his headliner's going to be. You know, I'm still waiting on that.
I'm telling you. He's going to take us all to the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, is that Justin? Do you have a question?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just wanted to interject. First of all, Iceberg, it's an honor to speak with you. I know we've never really met in person, but you're talking about a guy that's inspired nightmares in people. I'm sure you remember this. It was probably back around 98, 99. My first night in the wrestling business, I was a timekeeper at Dragon Con. And you and Abdullah had one of the bloodiest matches I have ever seen, to the point where your head was through the ropes right over my timekeeper table, and that fork was about a quarter inch into your forehead, and you were just bleeding buckets, man. And that is an image that has stuck in my head ever since then. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that this business is made of. It's making that lasting impression, and you certainly made one on me that night, sir.
I appreciate that, man, and I remember that fondly because, if I'm not mistaken, that was the first year that they actually held wrestling at Dragon Con, right?
I believe it was. That was the show with the bass player from the Misfits.
Yeah,
Glacier.
Jerry Only.
Yes, sir.
Jerry Only. Gore actually played that night, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
There was a Gore match. Was that the same year that there was one of the guys from Gore wrestled with, like, the big claw and everything?
Yeah, it may have been. I know they were there.
Yeah, I know that Flaminstra came. She was out there with for the match that Jerry Only was in.
Right.
But, you know, all the hype and the fanfare for that was cool, but it was that match with you and Abdullah that sticks in my mind.
Well, I appreciate it.
We're really glad to have you as a part of this big SFCW show in Barnesville, April 11th, too.
Oh, brother, I'm excited, man. I'm excited. It's literally a stone throw from where I live. And, you know, when I saw Luke, you know, being attached with it and where it was as far as location, I reached out to him and told him, look, man, anything I can do to help, let me know. And so, you know, he decided to, you know, let me come over and play a little bit. And, you know, I'm really excited about it, man. If we can just keep the other guy that runs over there from tearing our posters down.
Yeah, I heard something about that.
Yeah. I'll call him out. I don't mind calling him out.
Who else runs in Barnesville?
KJ knows him.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of the promotion?
I think it's Old School Wrestling or something such as that. But yeah, that piece of garbage, he's been over there taking posters down and flyers and, you know.
Now, Berg, you're talking about a former WCW champion.
Yeah, he wrestled Ric Flair on the very first Nitro, remember?
He did.
I mean, so this son of a bitch says.
But no, Big Steel has been around, and he's just horrible. He's a horrible human being, a despicable piece of garbage, and especially if he's tearing down posters, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, you know, that's tit for tat with him. He's always done that. He's always done that when anybody else tried to come in and run anywhere close to where he thought was his territory, you know, or whatever. But, you know, I know that's his doing it. I haven't seen him personally do it, but I know.
Well, I think all that aside, the product that the fans in Barnesville are going to see, it's going to speak for itself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's one hell of a lineup that you guys have got put together so far, man.
Yeah, I mean, in addition to a legend like yourself, you know, Luke Gallows, members of the Bullet Club, which if you're not a Monday Night Zombie, you know that the Bullet Club is one of the biggest things going in wrestling today. And, you know, we're going to have the Highwaymen taking on Tama Tonga and his father, the legendary Haku, one of the legitimate baddest men ever to step in the ring. I'm excited for that one.
Absolutely. Ming is a legend, and I think his legend far precedes him. And that's it's not a myth, you know.
Absolutely not.
No, man, that's going to be a good deal. I mean, you know, you guys are bringing, you know, like you said, you're bringing in members of the Bullet Club. You've got former members of the Aces and Eights, Wes Briscoe, and Knox, Mike Knox, formerly. You know, it's going to be a good deal, man. It's going to be a good deal.
Definitely worth the drive. You know, anywhere you are in Georgia, that's going to be the place to be. And you're not going to get to see those guys just anywhere. So make the trip. Check out the Southern Fried on Facebook. Reserve your seat. It's going to be a hell of a night.
Justin, as commissioner, maybe you can answer this question. I asked it a week or two ago when we had the ring announcers on. Why is the Southern Fried Facebook page not Southern Fried Championship Wrestling?
That's a good question. Jonathan, that would be something that, you know, maybe Charles could address. I know in the early days, kind of the tagline was championship wrestling the way it was meant to be.
Right.
And I'm not sure why that's still the Facebook handle, but if you search championship wrestling the way it was meant to be, it'll come right up.
Yeah,
we also have a new website too that you can visit from there.
Yeah, we mentioned that I think it was last week, but it's like it's not a simple website, right?
It's not a what?
It's not an easy to remember website. It was complicated.
The URL is not exactly easy to remember, and that's probably something we'll address too.
Well, I link to it on Blog Talk Radio as well as on WrestlingWithPopCulture.com when I post it about this tonight's podcast. So you can go to either of those places and just click on Southern Fried Championship Wrestling. It takes you right there.
Oh, thank you.
But
you appreciate it.
Iceberg, back to you. You said you had to take some time off from wrestling for health issues. When did you step away? Was that like in January?
Yeah, the last month that I had was the Christmas show up in Cornelia for Anarchy. So yeah, that was in January when they were getting ready to come back under Charles's ownership. I had an issue with my appendix, and so I needed a little time to get past that deal, and so got that resolved. Everything's good. I'm in working order. You know.
When did you? When was your first match back after that?
It was at Peach State about a month ago, I guess.
Oh, okay. So yeah. You were out for a couple months?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to see you back in the ring. And we were talking about it earlier in the show, Hardcore Hell's coming up, and that is something, you know, an event that you have been a part of many times. Any chance that you'll be part of it this year?
You know, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say yes or no. Who knows? Right now, I don't have any plans to be there. But like I said earlier, those guys will survive without me.
Right.
They've got a hell of a crew up there. You know, from what I've seen, Charles is a hell of a promoter. He's putting asses in the seats. The guys behind the scenes are awesome. You know, they're second to none. So, and the talent there, they work as hard as anybody. So they'll be fine. They'll put on an awesome show. It'll be well worth whatever money they charge for them to come in. I wish nothing but the best to all of those guys up that way. You know.
Yeah, I was actually lucky enough to be at Anarchy this past Saturday, and I was just blown away. Absolutely blown away.
They absolutely have some amazing athletes there. They absolutely do. But that being said, being in the Peach State locker room the last month or so, they've got some really, really good talent there, some really awesome talent there. And AWE's got some awesome talent in that locker room. You know, they're taking a little bit of a different approach to things, which I think is what's old is new again. It's fresh. So, you know, things in and around Atlanta and north of Atlanta, things are starting to pick up. You know, there's a lot of really good talent out there, and there's a lot of different places for people to work. And, you know, the more places that you have to work, the more people that you have to work with, the better you're going to be, the better the product, whosoever it is going to be.
Well, yeah, and, you know, to piggyback that, though, you know, it's good to see there's quantity out there, but the good thing, too, is with the quantity, you usually don't get quality. But, like, right now we're in a time where there's a lot, but there's a lot good out there, and it's something that we haven't seen in quite some time. I mean, I would say at least a decade since we've seen a number of good promotions.
Yeah, absolutely. Area. That's why I say it's the business is on the incline again, and that's a good thing for everybody involved, regardless of what their role is. If you're a wrestling fan, right now is a really good time to be a wrestling fan. And especially to be an independent wrestling fan. You know, you have alternatives. You've got alternatives to what you're force-fed to watch weekly, you know, on network television.
Absolutely.
Iceberg, have you ever crossed paths with the Jagged Edge?
You know, here's the thing. Never step foot in the ring with him as an opponent. He has been my partner on several occasions. We were in the elite together,
right?
With the Deadly Sin 7 and Jeff G. Bailey. But we've never crossed paths, not that way.
Well, the reason I ask is because he has now joined us, I believe. Are you on the line, Jagged?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Bert?
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well. I miss you, man.
Hey, brother. Miss you too, man.
Listen, Jonathan, don't be trying to start nothing. Bert and I are best friends. We're real good friends. Don't try to start nothing between the elite. See, there you go again. All of the time you do the same thing. Have you ever crossed paths? Look. Jagged Edge is smart. He ain't no dumb man. I don't want to make Iceberg mad. Are you crazy?
But you do want to make AJ Steele mad.
Hey, I'd rather face AJ Steele than Iceberg any day.
Well, let me tell you something, Jagged. Oh, yeah, that's right. Here we go. Just don't forget the Legend administration. Our pockets run pretty deep, and you know, maybe me and Iceberg need to have a little private conversation after the show goes off the air, and we can see what we can make happen.
Let me tell you something. It takes more than money to separate blood brothers. One thing that Jeff G. Bailey told us, and he's always told us, is we family. We stay together, blood thicker than water. I don't care. You can pay me whatever you want. I never turn against Jeff G., never turn against Seven, never turn against Bird. So wave your money all around that you want. It's going to do you no good.
You know, in all honesty, what would wind up happening is you can wave a lot of that money and probably once it changed hands from yours to mine and yours to his, we'd go in the back and split it and go out the back door.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, the truth is the truth.
Well, got to be careful with these guys, Justin.
I know what they're both capable of, Jonathan. Don't you worry about that.
You got to understand, man, the elites of brotherhood. Man, once you're in the elite, you're in it for life. You might step away, but you're always welcome back.
Well, Jagged, do you have any questions for Iceberg?
I want to know when you're coming back. That's my thing. I'm constantly asking. And when I found out, and I apologize to you because I didn't know about the issues. And when I finally heard about it, I felt like a butthole because I hadn't reached out to talk to you. I thought maybe you were working in other places. And I sent you the message on Facebook, and I told you, man, I feel like a butt because I didn't know what was going on, and I wanted to know if you're all right. And it just caught me by surprise, and I was in shock the night that I heard because they didn't go into details about what the extent of the problem was. They just said you had surgery, I was just worried, and I immediately reached out to you. I want to know when you're coming back, even if you're just coming to hang out, just to make sure. And I know you've been working other places, but just to see you, to make sure that you're all right and everything's fine, because I missed everything about you in the locker room, from your calmness to let's do this, let's do it right, let's do everything we need to do to take care, not just ourselves, but let's just take care of the people out there to make sure that they're getting what they paid for. And that presence is missed. And I just want to know when it's coming back.
You know, right now, I mean, I can't give you an exact date. You know, obviously, I will be back. I'll be back. If nothing else, I'll be back to just come and visit. You know, I miss all the people up there. I miss the boys. I miss my brothers. You know, that's been the hardest part in all of this. But you know, like I said, it feels good to get out and stretch my legs in a different circle than the race that I've been running for the last couple of years. You know, it's always good to kind of step away and then come back and, you know, be new again.
Yes, sir, I understand that. I understand that. Now, to flip the script just a second, Justin, I know you're not threatening me with Charles's money. You're not threatening me about this AJ Steele situation when it should be AJ Steele that you need to be correcting about his behavior, not the Jagged Edge. But I also understand that when I'm talking to you, it's just like talking to an identical twin of Charles, so you're going to say the same thing. But let me just let you know. Like I tell everybody, there's a new face to Southern Fried Championship Wrestling, whether you like it or not, whether it is nothing you can do about it. AJ Steele is on his way out the door. Jagged Edge has already kicked the door in and standing there. So now you just going to have to deal with it. Charles going to have to deal with it. And that's the way we're going to leave that, because AJ is a running coward. He won't sign the contract. We ain't no match with AJ and Jagged Edge set up. He's running around as the champion. He's running around doing all this talking, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Will you, Charles, AJ, get together and let's make this happen?
Well, first of all, I'm going to correct you on one thing. I'm not Charles's identical twin. All due respect to Charles, I'm a whole lot better looking.
I'm not sure. When I see you, I see Charles. When I see Charles, I see you.
Well, you know, say what you want, Jagged, but as far as AJ running, I don't think that's the case. Because like I said at the beginning of the show, and I don't think you were listening, you know, you hid behind a temporary protection order and had the man hauled off to jail for trying to finish what you started back in Monroe in the Border Wars cage match. Okay, you jeopardized the man's freedom. You took food out of the man's family's mouth. You had him hauled off to jail. Now, you want to talk about running.
Jail? Are we talking about jail? That's no where AJ used to be in. You talking about taking food out of his mouth, his family's mouth. You trying to say Jagger brought hard times on him. Well, AJ come running from behind the building. You're not talking about that. To jump me with my back turned. AJ don't know you starting something. I didn't start anything. AJ was fully aware that once we beat Florida, then it was back to AJ and the Jagged Edge. So when I kicked him in the face, like a man is supposed to do, Bird told me a long time ago, if you ever going to attack a man Jagged, do it face to face. The worst thing you can do is attack a man from the behind. If you don't kill him, you've left him a reason to come back after you. AJ got kicked in the face, meaning he was looking at me. So now old Dr. Brock told Jagged, you need to get some protection. So I said, Doc, do I need to buy a gun? He was like, no, not like that. You just need to protect yourself because, see, you have more to lose than AJ Steele at this moment. So we just did what we had to do. It's called business, Justin, business. Now you need to be careful before somebody comes running up behind you from somewhere. Then what are you going to do? You're going to protect yourself. So as a smart man, see, I invested in myself. I need to protect my investment. So say what you want. Say what you want, however you want to say it. Whine, cry, and complain. Here's the bottom line. When you, Charles, and AJ are ready, sign the papers, let's put it in the ring, and then we can put all of this to rest about who's the better man.
Well, I can promise you, sir, that is in the works. We have an executive meeting probably going to come sooner than later after hearing you on here. And I guarantee you we're going to make that happen, and it's going to be every bit as intense as what the fans are going to expect. And, brother,
just go ahead tomorrow. Why don't y'all meet at Hardee's for breakfast? That's the way you meet at anyway, or Steak and Shake for lunch. Get it together and give me a call, and we'll make it happen. Don't talk to me again. How dare you even approach me and talk to me again about AJ Steele? We got better things going on. See, the Elite now is in prime position to win the NRK Heavyweight Championship. Do you know what that means inside the state of Georgia? Do you know how old he is? 12, 13? Do you have an understanding? Do you know what being the NRK Heavyweight Championship champion means? You don't know. You don't know.
Well, I just happened to be in the building Saturday night, sir. And from what I saw, Billy Buck took you to the absolute limit, so I wouldn't go counting those chickens before they hatch.
He took me to the limit. If it wasn't for B.J. Hancock sticking his nose in business that had nothing to do with him, B.J.'s mistake is approaching Jeff G. We will sacrifice whatever we need to sacrifice to take care of Jeff G. Bailey. When B.J. stepped in Jeff G.'s face, at that time the business in the ring was not important. What was important was taking care of Jeff. So you talk about taking me to a limit. Take me to a limit, and I'm still standing, and he has to face me again. Now, BJ, this time around, you won't have to sneak around and clothesline me from behind or anything like that. You took a lesson from AJ Steele's handbook. You got to face Jagged one-on-one. So now the plan is to get rid of BJ first, and now it's up to Billy Buck and myself. The Anarchy Heavyweight Championship is coming back to the Elite, whether you like it or you don't like it.
Well, I want to
Jonathan
apologize.
Williams, you see what you've done, Jonathan Williams.
I want to apologize to Iceberg for this interruption to his interview, but it is about time to wrap it up. What were you saying, JJ? I'm sorry.
You see what you've done. You see what you've done again. Number one, you tried to replace the Jagged Edge on this show. You tried to kick him out of his rightful spot of being one of the co-hosts on this show with this Justin Legend guy that I've never even heard of, that I don't, you know, that I don't want to be a co-host with him. And then you get Jagged Edge on the phone, you get him on the show so he can be attacked by Justin Legend.
And then
why
try to start a fight between Iceberg and myself.
Yeah, well, and then you're trying to turn Iceberg on Jagged Edge.
How did I was asking if they'd ever cross paths. That because I would like to see that match.
Have you ever thought of maybe going in the ring against him? Have you ever been in it? That's what you're trying to do.
Well, my apologies.
Oh, and you know what? He didn't even throw the code word out. He didn't even say ODB this time. No. What did he do? It was a sneak attack. A Pearl Harbor job by Jonathan Williams. Jagged, I'm sorry. On behalf of Georgia Wrestling Now and being your rightful host, I apologize for the action of our so-called host.
No problem. I just hate the fact that he did it with a brother. I mean, if you had done it with somebody I didn't know anything about, then that was fine. But you did it with a brother, and I'm sorry, Berg, for just getting riled up. I'm so sorry, because you are truly a legend here in Georgia. And when I finally was able to get through, when Jonathan finally decided to add me in, it was well in the middle of how he had already set up this little attack at 7:49 when he knew I'd been on the phone since 7:09. But that's okay. That's okay, Berg. Please accept my apologies. This will never happen again. I'll make it up to you.
Well, no apologies. No apologies needed. And look,
well,
ahead.
That must have been another glitch with Blog Talk Radio, because I didn't see your number pop up until about 15 minutes ago, Jagged.
If you need me, call me.
Will do. Most definitely. I need to confer with you between now and the 28th anyway, because I just need to have that talk. I need to have that pep talk. I need to hear you telling me what I need to do to get this business taken care of, because I do not want to be the one of the elite not to be able to handle the business that I know you, Seven, and everyone else before me, Sean Tempers and everyone before me, has already taken care of. And I don't want to be the one that can't get the job done.
Brother, not only will you get the job done there, but I got a feeling you'll be a double champ. I believe you'll be the Southern Fried champion at the same time.
I thank you, Berg. I thank you. You hear that, Justin Legend? I thank you, Berg.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you, Jagged. But let me remind you, before you get to all that, this Saturday in Monroe, don't look past Damian Silva, the kid. I'm telling you, he's gunning for you. He's training hard. There's no quit anywhere in that kid's body. And, you know, I'll be there personally to make sure that this thing goes down the way it's supposed to, one-on-one. And if you sleep on this kid, you're going to wish you didn't.
Did you say something? Because I was sleeping.
Okay. Well,
Iceberg,
we're going to see what we can do to wake you up on the 21st then.
Before we let Iceberg go, we mentioned Peach State this Saturday, Southern Fried in a couple weeks, AWE in a few more weeks. Do you have any other bookings in the next 2 or 3 weeks?
You know, I don't have anything in writing just yet. I try and keep my options open. You know, if anybody wants to reach me or contact me about a booking, they can do that through Facebook, No Pain Train, or they can send me an email directly, nwaiceberg@gmail.com. You know, get your checkbooks out. Let's go to work.
We mentioned Dragon Con earlier. You're always a part of that, and I know that's a little farther down the road. Do you have plans on being there again this year?
I will be there this year, and if everything goes as planned, there's a match already in the making from last year with the Rocker Terry Lawler. Used to be Mr. Extreme, somebody that I've known since I got into the business, and you know, it would just be an honor to get out there and maybe spill a little blood in that nice hotel ballroom they've got up there.
If I remember correctly, Terry Lawler was dressed as Iron Man or Tony Stark, and he made a damn good one at last year's Dragon Con.
Yes, sir. That he was. That he was.
All right. Well, does anybody else have anything for Iceberg before we let him go?
Berg, I just want to say, man, take care. I can't wait to see you again. take care of yourself, take care of your family, and we will see each other again somewhere down the road, if not before, and I'll be in touch with you.
Yeah, give me a call, brother.
Yeah, Iceberg, like I said before, it's been an honor to talk to you, and we're really looking forward to seeing you get Southern Fried with us in Barnesville on the April 11th.
Yeah, I'm excited, brother. Thank you.
And I'm going to throw out an even more personal touch. A lot of people may not know this. You know, we made mention of it. Berg and I have been friends forever, but there were two people. Well, actually, there was three, but there was two people who I talked to every night ad nauseum, at length, during my divorce. And one of them is on the line right now, man. I owe you a lot. You got me through a dark time, man, a real bad time. And, bro, I love you, man, and I appreciate everything you've ever done.
Well, I love you, too. And, listen, before we wrap this thing up, guys, keep Joey Kidman in your prayers. Joey's not doing so well right now. And he's a good kid. He's a brother of mine. And you guys just keep him in your thoughts and in your prayers.
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
Yeah, I saw something on Facebook about it. What exactly is going on with Joey?
I'm not exactly sure. I know
he's had on and off health issues and ailments over the past couple of years. So.
I'm not real sure. I know as much as anybody else does at this point. Just keep him in your thoughts, and you know, if you speak to the big man tonight, say a prayer for him.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you coming on, Iceberg. I know I've tried to get you on in the past, and it, for whatever reason, hasn't worked out. So I'm glad we finally got you on the show.
Hey, brother, thank you for having me, and I'd love to come back.
Well, we'll definitely have you back at some point.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, have a good night.
All right, gentlemen. You too.
Take care. Love you, brother.
Take care. Love you, too, man. All right. Bye-bye.
So I just saw something I want to mention real quick. Glacier, who was on the show just a few weeks ago, is doing a wrestling seminar this Sunday, March 22nd, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Artisan Resource Center in Marietta, Georgia. He posted it on his Facebook page, so look up Ray Lloyd or look up Glacier Ray Lloyd on Facebook, and it has all the information. $25. Yeah, that's all the information I see. I was looking for an email address or a phone number maybe, but...
Jonathan, can I piggyback on that for a second?
Of course.
These seminars, the guys that are new in the business, keep an eye out and hear out these things. You know, in the couple hours that you get to spend for a very, you know, reasonable price with some of these veterans, you learn so much. And there's never a wasted opportunity. The first time I was ever in the ring, coincidentally, was at a seminar with Luke Gallows. And I learned so much from him. So all you new guys, when an opportunity like that presents itself, do yourself a favor and take advantage of it.
Yeah, I always encourage... Go ahead.
I'll say this real quick. I'm sorry. You know, and it doesn't matter what your role is in this business. It doesn't matter if you're a wrestler. It doesn't matter if you're a referee. It doesn't matter if you're a manager, an announcer. Going to these seminars and sitting through them and actually going through some of the exercises and going through some of the drills will definitely broaden your perspective on the business. You know, I've gone to some seminars. I was fortunate enough when I first started coming up to be able to sit under the learning tree with a lot of guys that had been around for a while. So, you know, the seminar was in the car, or the seminar was, you know, the 2 hours of the building before, you know, setting up the ring and, you know, setting up chairs and stuff. So, I mean, if you can get to something like this, invest in yourself. Like Jagged Edge said, he's an investment. He's a business investment. Look at yourself as a business investment and go to as many of these as you can. Get different perspectives. And it doesn't matter what you are. You're in this business. You need to know what you're doing.
I would wholeheartedly agree with you on that.
Yes, I always encourage wrestlers to take part in these things. This one looks particularly interesting. It ranges from how to develop your gimmick to how to prepare a professional PR kit, and even how to transition from wrestler to actor. So,
wow.
Looks like a slightly different approach, but still valuable stuff that you'll learn at this thing. So find Ray Lloyd on Facebook and message him. That's what it says to do to sign up for this.
Several years ago, Anarchy had, Les Thatcher had the Les Thatcher camp. And you want to talk about guys that came out for that, but I'm going to tell you one of the most impressive was, from what I heard, because unfortunately I didn't get to attend that one, but Dee Byers, the referee, was in the Les Thatcher camp. So, I mean, you know, because he wanted to better himself. So, I mean, you know, that just goes to show you, you know, it doesn't matter what your role is, get in, get to know what you're doing, and, you know, take advantage of these, you know, moments because they don't always come around.
Georgia Wrestling History Award winning Dee Byers, you should say. So maybe that seminar had something to do with that.
That is right.
We've had Les on. He does those a couple times a year, it seems like, at different places in Georgia. Matt Stryker did one up at Anarchy. I guess it was a little over a year ago. Anytime you can do one of these things, like Justin said, they're usually not too expensive. And from what I hear, I've never attended one, but what I hear, they're usually well worth it. What else is going on this weekend, guys, aside from what we've already talked about?
I've got nothing this weekend. Just follow me at JJ the Body on Twitter.
Jagged, where will you be aside from you'll be at Southern Fried on Saturday, right?
I'll be at Southern Fried in Royston, Georgia on Saturday, taking Damian Silver and Justin Legend out of their misery. He wants to talk about Damian, and Damian wants to take me across the Jordan River. That's where Damian wants to go. He wants to take me to darkness. That's where Damian wants to go. He wants to face the Jagged Edge in the dark. He wants to take Jagged Edge back to the place where I just came from, darkness. But that's fine, because I'm used to the dark. I spent most of my life in the dark, Damian. Justin, to make sure you hear this, and run this back to Charles. I spent most of my life in the dark. So if that's where Damian wants to take me, back to where old Jagged is comfortable, it don't bode well for Damian. It don't bode well for Damian at all. He would have been better keeping Jagged in the light. But if you want to put all your eggs in the in that same carriage and bank on Damian, don't go to sleep on Damian. I was asleep 15 minutes ago.
All right. Are you wrestling anywhere else this weekend, Jagged?
That's it this weekend. That's it. Down in Royston, Georgia, but don't forget PCW is at the Main Event Arena this weekend also. POW is going to be this weekend down in Dublin, Georgia.
Right. Universal Independent Wrestling also has a big show this Saturday. Find that on Facebook. And Deep Southern Championship Wrestling once again has multiple shows. Friday in Blue Ridge, headlined by Kyle Matthews versus Caleb Conley, which should be amazing. And then Saturday, they are in Fayetteville, North Carolina. But it's actually a pretty packed Saturday this weekend for wrestling in Georgia. Go to gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com and click on upcoming events, and you'll see all of that. The following weekend, however, doesn't have a lot going on, aside from Hardcore Hell, I believe. So I guess we should have someone from that event on the show next week, and I'm open to suggestions, guys.
Well, you've got the main event on here,
right,
for Hardcore Hell. We got Jagged. You got the premier color commentator in all of professional wrestling, John the Body Johnson, right here. I mean, what more do you want? Do you want like a star-studded?
You know, that's just Jonathan's backhanded way of throwing insults our way. I guess we need to have somebody from that big show on. And you got two of the main people from the show on this show already.
Well, who would you like to talk to?
We're here every week.
Who would you like to talk to that's going to be part of Hardcore Hell?
Well, you know, why not bring in Billy Buck? Why not bring in Slim J? Why not bring in Red Yeha? You got so many other stars. B.J. Hancock. You got so many other stars on that show, Devil's Rejects. You get the Big Effing Deal. You got so many other people that are participating to put on this outstanding show that you can pick whomever you want. You're going to get an interesting interview. You're going to learn a lot about a person, and you're going to understand what it's truly about. Justin Ladies, are you paying attention so you can take notes and take it back to Charles? So now, well, anybody.
I can say for once, Jagged, I'm gonna agree with you on something. You mentioned Fred Yehi. Him and Slim J have been doing this Best of Five series. And past Saturday, if you were there in Cornelia, you saw those two tear it down. Ended kind of controversially, so at Hardcore Hell, they're going to go at it 2 out of 3 falls, no time limit, no count out. If you miss that one, quite frankly, you're an idiot, and I don't know what to tell you.
Justin, there's hope for you. There's hope for you. There's hope for you. There's hope for you.
There's always
hope. You know, I think we should have Billy Buck on here to talk about what it's going to be like, you know, in less than, what, it would be 5 days away to his last 5 days as champion. What's he going to do as his last 5 days as Anarchy Heavyweight Champion? I'm interested to know that.
I'd take as many pictures as he wants and a whole lot of selfies.
You got this.
All right, well, I just sent the message out to Fred Yehi. We've had Billy Buck on not too long ago. It's been a while since Fred Yehi's been on, so I'll check with him first.
We're back again. Billy Buck is the Anarchy Heavyweight Champion. Do you not understand that that's the most prestigious championship in the state of Georgia? Say what you want. From when they were Wild Side to the Anarchy, look at the list of the names of champions there. The most prestigious championship in the state of Georgia. So bring him on again. He deserves as much publicity as he possibly can get. He's an outstanding. Now, Jagged talks a lot of noise, but Billy Buck and B.J. Hancock are two outstanding young wrestlers, two outstanding young workers, two outstanding young men. And I have much respect for them, but when we step in the ring, you know, it's about business. A lot of these guys, whether it be at Anarchy, whether it be up at Deep Southern, whether it be at PCW, whether it be over at P-State, a lot of these guys are getting overlooked, and they deserve something in the form of being able to, as we say, the business investment, to be able to put themselves out there themselves, that their own public relations representatives, and to hear them, to hear their story, to hear where they are, where they came from, and where they're planning on going. So give these young guys an opportunity to talk and be heard. And, you know, if they have the time, I know a lot of them are working, a lot of them are training, a lot of them are traveling, but if they have the time to spend 15, 20 minutes just to be heard, and because we hear all the time the same gaga about wrestling. You know, we hear all the time the same gaga, the same story, but give some of these guys an opportunity to tell theirs.
All right. Well, on that note, we will have someone from Hardcore Hell, aside from both of my co-hosts, as a guest next week. So stay tuned to GWHnewsandnotes.blogspot.com, as well as WrestlingWithPopCulture.com to find out. Over the next few days, we'll announce who next week's guest will be. Anything else before we go? I think we've covered everything.
I'd just like to say thank you for having me, Jonathan.
You won't be back.
I'm looking forward to everything coming up in the next few weeks. Not just at Southern Pride, but Anarchy and everywhere else. It's, you know, I'm a fan first, and like Iceberg was saying, the business is on an upswing, and I'm excited for everything going on in Georgia right now. And that said, I got to go take care of some commissioner business. Jagged, we'll be talking Saturday.
I'll be talking. You'll be listening.
All right, Justin, well, I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate Iceberg calling in as well. And thanks, as always, to both of my co-hosts, JJ and Jagged. And on that note, we will be back next Monday at 7 p.m.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast. Production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network.
stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.